Green means go.
Okay.
What is that ringing?
What ringing?
Ringing. Ringing. I hear ringing in my ears.
You know, I did hear ringing earlier, but it seems to have stopped now. Well, I guess that ringing kind of indicates that we know why we're using a ringing.
I don't know, because you're here.
Well, but that makes no sense. I'm here, actually, at your house. We should use a knocking instead.
But then people would think it's opportunity.
Okay, a doorbell.
Okay, yeah, that would work.
When you need a four-part blast, listen to the Barbershop Forecast. You'll always know the score and probably beg for more from all the knowledge you've amassed. We know you all will be aghast, cause it downloads to your hard drive mighty fast. So strike up the band and give them a hand, the Barbershop Four. It's unsurpassed and here at last, the Barbershop Forecast.
We obviously, you happen to have lucked in on a session of Forecast. I don't know.
Man, you don't talk in the beginning. It's always freaky.
Okay, you get to talk.
Hey, who is this? Oh, wait. No, that's your part. If you haven't figured it out already, this is Eric Brixen, who apparently cannot speak.
And Alan Levigieux.
And we are once again bringing you Forecast.
You know, I figured out why you can't speak and why I'm having such a problem.
Why?
It's way too early at night.
It's true. It's only 10:26 and 32 seconds.
And Ron Black, who asked us if we really did record the last one at 2:57 a.m. over Skype, the answer is absolutely. That's when we're at our best.
Now, Ron would have said, now make a good choice. What choice are you going to make?
Yeah,
choose
he might have said
a better
that.
Time. Anyway, you know what, Alan, we need to do something that maybe one of my all-time heroes in this world, not on this world anymore.
I'm at a loss as to where you're going.
It would
this.
Sound something like this. Thank you, Bobby and the Sis. Oh, no, it's a, oh, the fabulous, no, it is. Thank you, Bobby and the Sissy. Weren't they lovely? Lawrence Welk.
Well, yeah, I know who you're going for, but I don't know why he's your hero. But in any case,
you know what? Because I'm from Wisconsin. What
else
can
I say?
You
know, I lived down in Southern California, right, and I had to drive past the Lawrence Welk compound or whatever it was. Not compound, but retreat center. I don't know what it's called.
You know those polka players. Got to get past the guard shack. No, you know, thank you very much for the, how many, Alan?
Some huge number. Actually, from when we released it until about an hour ago, 1,299 individual downloads, as in like that many people or that many IP addresses listened to it or downloaded it.
What'll be interesting?
Nothing entirely.
You know, they may have stumbled on the first one. What'll be interesting is if we have 1,299 again.
Well, yeah, that'd be we'll find out.
We'll find out. But thank you so much for tuning in is the best thing you can possibly say, even though you click in, I guess. So we had 1,299 unique downloads. How many countries, Resident Geek Alan?
Something over 50 countries. Actually, 61 are listed, but there's some of those aren't countries. So
what, Luxembourg? That's
no,
a country.
No, Luxembourg's a country. We had a download from Luxembourg.
Ireland?
That's a good thing. Ireland, Sri Lanka, that's all a country. But let me think here. I actually have the computer in front of me, of course, because I am a geek.
Geek.
We have U.S. commercial, unresolved and unknown, and U.S. educational, which don't really count.
I don't
count.
Think anyone cares.
So, but...
maybe they do.
Tuvalu. Now, there's a big one.
Tuvalu.
Which, of course, if you know, that's where forecast.tv stands for, so those are probably us.
Is it really?
Yeah. You didn't know that.
I thought it was just TV, like, you know.
As seen on TV. And,
well, no, actually, anything with two letters is a country, so...
Well, I tell you what, take a listen to this next little bit. We're sure you're going to enjoy it. But, you know, if you get a chance when you're done or if you're listening to this, make sure you go to our website and hit links because it is a newly updated page. Alan, what did we do different?
Well, it's a little bit different, but more important than that, it's different because there's three websites listed on there that we really want you to go visit.
Number one.
Podcast Alley.
Number two.
Podcast Pickle.
I'm glad Pickle's in there. And number three. 3, not C.
That would be digital podcast. All three of these are podcast ratings or directories that have like the top 10 listed. And what would be really cool is if we got to be somewhere up in the top, even the top 25 would be awesome.
Isn't it awesome that we can all be barbershop evangelicals?
It is. And it would be really cool, especially like at Podcast Alley, which I know seems to be like not always there.
Down every day.
Yeah. But they're the ones, their ratings are used for radio shows for people to say that, you know, the top 10 podcasts of the day are here and this is where they get it from.
Well, this is a great opportunity. Again, a participation sport. Stop in at Podcast Pickle or Podcast Alley or Digital Podcast. Rate us high.
Please rate us. And yeah, rate us well because...
Because no one will listen otherwise.
Right. Well, there would be that, too.
Doesn't matter if you're a barbershop or a Barbershop Harmony Society, Bing, Snobs, SAI. Do we have a Sri Lanka Barbershop Society?
I wouldn't know about that. Honestly, I have no idea.
World domination through barbershop. Take a listen to this next little segment.
You're a lucky person because you're listening to the Forecast. Forecast.
Well, it's Family Day here, and Alan Levisieu and myself, Eric Brixen, hanging out in the Sierra foothills. Beautiful day. Listen to the birds. See?
They
one
just
bird
quit.
Chirp.
On cue. You know, I think today we're going to sit and talk a little bit about Barbershop Harmony Society, Sweet Adelines International, and we have a couple of very special guests here today. I got to tell you, when I started in barbershop in 85-ish, growing up in a family that sings barbershop, I often thought of barbershop as only a male thing. I really thought Sweet Adelines was Chipmunk Barbershop. For a very, very long time. And so I think it's appropriate probably to introduce who we got with us today. Alan, you want to introduce someone?
Sure. As you all recognize from my last name, or many of you recognize, especially members of Sweet Adelines, my last name is Levisieu. And that name is relatively familiar because... Sure. G... No. no, I can't. It's got a V and a Z in there somewhere, and that's about it. But obviously, with a name like that, I'm well recognized. So I'd like to introduce my mom, Pat Levisieu, who, of course.
Please note when you say things on the harmonet from Alan Levisieu, it is not my husband. It is my son who knows everything. He thinks.
Wow.
That seems about right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. My great contribution, well, not even my contribution, but we were able to con her into sitting with us is Avery Brixen, who's my wife.
Hello.
Not my mom. So here we are.
Sitting up here in the Sierra foothills on the 4th of July, actually.
Yeah.
And we decided that since Mom was here visiting, we'd grab her and do a test rehearse or a recording and everything else. Well, everybody knows that it's 4th of July.
I don't think it's a
everybody
test.
Knows it's before our actual
test
release.
Like we don't know what we're doing.
Well, we didn't.
What?
Until like 5 minutes ago.
The cables are plugged in.
The cables are all plugged in and we're recording, and that's a good
dancing,
thing.
That's a good thing.
So we're here, and we figured we'd have a conversation with a couple of the opposite party.
The fairer sexes.
Actually, I was thinking Sweet Adelines versus Barbershop Harmony Society. So,
yes, not Spebsqua.
Not Spebsqua.
Never to be pronounced as a name.
Right.
So, hey, let's talk
Ever
about
again.
That. Ever again. Well, was it? Let's talk about membership. Because I think that's something pretty common between the organizations. I know the men are struggling in the last decade, it seems like. What's Sweet Adelines up to?
Well, our membership is declining also by between 1% and 2% a year. And so we have just created a new membership committee, which is focusing on getting our membership built back up. We have some really exciting programs going on right at the moment. We have a new CD that's credit card size that you can put into your computer and read, find out all about Sweet Adelines. It's really a neat thing. You may want one of those. They're going to be available for a low price, and they're being mailed to all the choruses. At least 5 copies to every chorus. We have updated our members toolkit, which is a whole program that talks about how to get members through having free voice lessons and that sort of thing. Every member of Sweet Adelines is being mailed a window sticker that says Divas Wanted, and it'll come in your pitch pipe in July, I believe.
You're going to get that, Avery?
Cool.
Yeah, she will get that. Yeah. And she'll put it on her window,
sure.
I'm sure, and on Eric's window, too. And
especially on my window.
Yes, we want it on everybody's windows. I have two, and my husband has to wear one, whether he wants to or not.
Just to wear one?
Or on his car window.
Oh, okay, on the car.
On his car window. We have...
Thanks for clarity.
We're sending emails weekly to our Chorus membership people now, telling them how to put on a membership campaign.
So, Chorus members, if you've got Sweet Adeline's international listed as spam, you might want to turn that off.
Now, wait a minute.
No, turn it off so you get the emails.
So I see. No, actually, they come through to me, so they must be put through okay, and I have spam, major spam blockers, but I'm getting those things. So they're looking okay.
What's so funny?
That was Alan taking
no
a sip of refreshment.
And,
sorry, the glass just ran dry. Those Mai Tais went quick.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We also have PR materials on our website. You can copy off brochures and print them and use them with your own Chorus name. Just really good things. Our membership committee will continue next year and work on membership retention.
So, that's cool. What was the website?
SweetAdelineInternational.org.
Wow.
Wow. If I type in INTERNATIONAL, does it get there as an international?
I've never tried that one.
Well, then.
But if you type in Sweet Adelines, you'll get
it.
Yeah,
I see.
See, and with my spelling, I'd put some, Sweat International or Sweat Adelines.
Nice.
So it's,
we might find
speller.
It. I don't know. We could try
a
few
speller.
Of those things.
You just do you do that on Google, you mean? And that's how you find it? Or
you can. Yes, you can find it by putting it there.
So are you searching for a certain demographic age?
We'll take any age. We've got youth. We've got old folks. We're probably focusing more on people who are, say, from 30 to 55, because we figure those are their 35 to 55, 60. Those are the people that have the time and the money to do this sort of thing at this point.
See, and I'll probably get shot for this, but the men's organization is spending a lot of energy in the youth portion. And I think Bill Rashley once described it as cathedral building. They had generations come in, and so they get these kids hooked up when they're young, and when they're 35, they come back.
We have a major Young Women in Harmony program. We have contests for them. We have all kinds of things that way. We're not looking at them necessarily becoming members right away, mm-hmm. but down the road, we figure when the time is right for them, they will. And so, yes, we're doing that kind of thing, too, but not for immediate growth, for down the road growth.
And I think at some point, Alan, we should talk to somebody with the youth, the Young Men in Harmony program for the guys. I mean, I'm kind of speaking a little bit vaguely here, but I find it real interesting. We spend a ton of energy in the men's organization in this grupo. And
and unfortunately, we talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of people that try different things, and not all of it works. So, yeah.
Avery, did you ever sing in a young women's group? Young women's
Harmony? Yeah, I sure did. It started in middle school. And then in high school, there's opportunities in all the solo ensemble contests, and so I sang in quartets all through. I was fortunate enough that my mom was a Sweet Adeline, my dad directed a Sweet Adelines group, so I was fortunate to be immersed in it. And when I got away from it for a short time during my college years, and then in graduate school came back to it, and I think there's a lot to that.
Yeah.
Just, you
don't do it now, but
yeah.
later you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but later you will.
Right. And we've made major headway with people like the MENC by having booths there. So the teachers like this kind of stuff, too.
Well, I think I need to make a little quick plug here. A real quick plug for all the single guys out there. Marry a barbershopper. It's, it's challenging on folks that... aren't as nuts so crazy. When Avery and I met, she saw my, at that time, Spebsqua plaque on the wall, membership, and she's like, "Oh, you're in Spebsqua." And I said, "Yeah." She's like, "My dad directs." I said, "Who's your dad?" And she told me, and I'm like, "Oh, I've known him for 6 years." So anyway, they have the same little neuroses, mostly.
But and anyway. The same busy schedules.
And the same busy schedules. So, yeah. Well, that's good stuff. Did you hear what the men are doing?
What?
The men have a contest. They are paying, boy, I need to make sure I phrase this right. They have a contest for the most people that you bring in. If you're the biggest kahuna at that time, and I wish I had this in front of me, what is it, like a couple grand?
I have no idea.
You get paid. They're paying bank to their members to
to bring in
to
members.
New members, yeah.
Do the members have to stay very long?
I don't know if there's a rider on it. Boy, I feel so ill-prepared.
Yeah. I don't know either. I know that retention...
How many have you brought in?
One.
Slacker. Who is he?
Well, my son.
Well, I think that's good, though.
That counts.
And we know what they're talking about, family. You know, I have no idea what it's like growing up in a barbershop family.
I know.
So, obviously.
Right.
But you brought up a good point. Retention is the toughest part, because we've brought in numerous members into our chorus, and mm-hmm. they're not still there.
Well, some of them are.
Some of them are, sure.
That's, as I so commonly call, what do you want to be when you grow up? The flavor, or the dynamic, or the life of the chorus. Now, Barry, your showcase, Pat, you directed for how many years?
Almost 30.
Almost 30.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how many members do they have?
When I left, they had about 140. When I started, they had 30-some.
Wow. So that's pretty good.
That's significant.
Pretty good growth,
yeah.
Yes.
Good growth. But that
was a lot of years.
Yeah, and the culture of the chorus, I think, the flavor of the chorus is a real big deal. And I think you're going to find that with everybody. And
mm-hmm.
what kind of focus does a chorus have? Avery used to drive from Sacramento to, where were you guys at?
San Jose.
Area. To sing, and it was, I think, talk about the culture, that chorus was just so wonderful, and the ladies are still fantastic wonderful people. I mean, what was that like? Did that play for you?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many choruses, but you have to find the chorus that matches your personality and, you know, has the same goals that you have, and so that was really important in my choice of choruses.
Hmm. So maybe when you're thinking about membership, you want to think about not finding a member for your chorus, but finding a member for the society or for the organization, because the person you find may not fit your particular chorus, but there's something for everybody. At least I think that's what I heard.
Wow, and the dogs are...
We got dogs in the distance.
Hear the dogs, but the dogs are grooving the barbershop theme.
They sound
here.
Like baritones.
Yeah. Think so?
Yeah.
Not enough howling. Enough howling.
And you know, about the pop there.
Yeah. You know, kind of talking about direction of Sweet Adelines or the Barbershop Harmony Society or Harmony Incorporated, you know, that flavor of chorus is so important. And I heard a director that I think will leave nameless. Well, a director that directs a chorus that is of international level made the point to me, when is it? Because we always talk about Joe Barbershopper and having the time and having breaks and having programs and having a lot of food or, you know, whatever it may be. But that portion being very strong built into at least the men's society.
And the socialism.
The socialism.
Socialism.
Not the socialistic.
The social aspect.
Yeah, the fraternal organization that wants to sing.
Yep.
And this gentleman who has been on the international stage multiple times says, when is it the turn of the guy who can learn his music in a week and a half? When is it the time for the guy who wants to do more on the performance aspect and have fun? Do you see a lot more courses in Sweet Adelines that are performance-driven, that are contest-driven, for lack of a better descriptor? You know what I mean?
We have some who are really, really contest-driven, and that's their primary goal. And if that's what the people in there want to do, and they all agree, that's perfectly fine. We have some that are, like the chorus I used to direct, whose goal was to sing as well as they could and continue, but still be friendly and keep some good things going. Mm-hmm. Among the members, and that worked for us, and it helped us to end up placing high in contest, but that was not our primary goal.
That was not your primary goal. But see how interesting it is that you can have both of them and not have that as your primary goal. Avery, you directed a chorus in Iowa, the ABC Connection.
ABC Connection.
Yeah. And how big was that?
Former Region 20. Pretty small chorus. I think our highest number when I was directing was maybe 27, and our lowest was probably 14 or 15. But you know, we enjoyed competing and enjoyed performing just the same. There was a real feeling of family and camaraderie in such a small chorus. But it's interesting to note that I found that same close-knit feeling in Bay Area Showcase with 140 members as I did in that little chorus with 20 members. It's interesting.
You have to work to make that happen, but it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're talking about the Bay Area Showcase, and the choruses loved competing. in the men's society, you don't have to compete. Is that the case in Sweet Adeline's?
We require that every chorus compete at least once every 3 years. You have an option of competing by videotape, but you still have to compete live once every 3 years. And so that kind of helps us to maintain a quality that is better for us. And the quality is what brings in members. When you have good quality, then people want to come sing. And that makes a big difference to us all.
So do you think the requirement for competition every 3 years makes a difference as far as how you retain members? I personally agree with it. I think it's an important portion.
I really do, because the competing is not because you need to win. The competing is because you get guidelines on how to get better. And the better you get, the more people come, which is exactly what happened with our chorus. We were told when we were small not to worry about numbers, worry about getting better. And worrying about getting better meant we attracted more people. They wanted to come sing in a better chorus. And so maintaining the friendships and getting better work together for us to build.
See, and it's interesting because in the men's society, and the dogs are going crazy here.
Yep.
In the men's society, I mean, you have choruses locally, and God love them because that's their flavor. You know, we'll come back to that. But in their charter, they will not own risers. They will not set up risers. They are, you know.
Wouldn't work for us.
Yeah. You know, but... Well, you know, I wonder, because we look at the men's. I think we peaked in the late 80s, early 90s at around 36,000, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure someone will email us and say you're wrong. But, you know, those members that are here, you know, that was quite a while ago. And mm-hmm. Are their goals changed? I don't know. Have they now want to not do the contest thing so much? I don't know. I think we're a healthier singing group. Organization, I think the vocal technique in the Barbershop Harmony Society is much improved.
Mm-hmm. Certainly ours is,
I'm
too.
Sure. And if
good
that's,
education.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we go on to the other side, that if we insist on that, it's warm here, the 4th of July, and Eric, it's like...
I'm sweating.
We're
my shirt.
Sitting outside. We could be inside in the air conditioning, but it's too nice here under the trees. So the quality issue is always a fun one, and especially when you go and consider the people that are focused on the having fun issue, which, you know, is an important part of it, but they feel that insisting on quality in your chorus may or may not be the... something that you're interested in doing.
Well, if people just want to go have fun, they could get together and just sing, but never sing for the public, because people who are just singing for fun and singing for the public aren't going to attract new members.
Yeah, and see, you know, this is a great point, but I think what I'd like to do is just take a real quick break, and we're going to come back with that, because that's absolutely huge. We'll come back to quality and where we're at with Barbershop today. See you in a minute.
Can you believe we stopped in the middle?
Well, I think we had to. It's kind of getting warm there, and
your Mai Tai was gone.
My Mai Tai was definitely gone. Actually, at that point, I was drinking water, so didn't bother me at all.
Yeah, water.
Well, we won't report, you know.
It was water. You know, but we do need to stop and make a real quick plug. Do you like the new music this week?
I do. I think it's an incredible song.
That's fantastic. We've had just tons of music come through the web this last week.
I think like 4.
It was 3.
3? Okay.
But, you know, if you're waiting for your chance and waiting for your opportunity to show the world what a great singer-songwriter you are...
Then this is your chance. Actually, we've got 2 more pieces that are going to be recorded by...
The Coretto Brothers.
The Coretto Brothers, some friends of ours.
Love the great blend in the Coretto Brothers.
It's an incredible blend, yes. And we're going to be playing those sometime shortly for some of the people that... sent their stuff in. We'll all hear that. But we really need to give credit to the theme song we played today,
which was Raymond Davis
making a whole song, you know, for the forecast.
You know what it is, Alan? There's a guy who wants an MP3 player.
That must be it.
Yeah. Yeah. We also need to say a special thanks to, well, I think we heard it the first time. I'm not sure if we've heard it so far this time, but the Kibber alarm.
Oh, yeah. You know, I honestly, there is a Kibber section in this.
That's
I think it's coming up in the second half.
So we want to say a special thanks to Jason Warshower for sending us that. That was kind of fun.
That was awesome.
So here's the deal. Here's the point. If you have a song that you want to submit for our theme music, or if you have an idea for an alarm, like the Kibber alarm, send it to us.
Please send it to us.
Send us an email.
We want to know about it, and we'll probably even use it if it's cool.
And if you just want to print it out and send it to us as a scanned sheet music, that's fine. The Coretto brothers are right here local. They can do it for us.
All one of them.
We love them. Hey, let's get back to us.
I guess that's how you'd say it.
And we're here. We're back. We're here in, I don't know. Where are we in Colfax?
We're kind of halfway between Colfax and Meadow Vista outside of Sacramento.
We're hanging out, having some beef kebabs and stuff. And we're sitting here with, of course, myself, Eric Brooks, and Alan LeVigeau, 2006 president-elect for Sweet Adeline.
President-elect now. President in 2006.
Okay, so like the big kahuna. The big cheese, as we'd say in Wisconsin.
No.
Not yet.
In 2006.
Will be.
Right. The future big cheese.
The future big cheese. That's like cheese curd. That's future big cheese. Cheese curds.
Probably Swiss with holes in it.
Anyway. And the fabulous Miss Avery Brickson.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
You haven't said much lately.
Hello.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
What you doing tonight?
Watching fireworks.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Go with.
Okay.
So we were talking about quality. Quality.
Loud benches.
Loud benches. Yes, it's a bench. Okay. We're talking about quality in barbershop. And, you know, I'm not, I just recently, Alan, you know, I just recently got back on the Harmonet and started reading some of the postings. And I saw a really interesting posting going on about ASSO, or the Ancient Harmonious Society of Woodshedders for Men. And some women signing in and talking about why don't they allow women in ASSO. And someone wrote back, well, you should have your own ASSO group. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
And there was some conversations between some people where ASSO volunteered to send information to, I don't know who it was, whether it was the Sweet Adeline's International Organization or some of the people within it. Don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about it. On the other hand, there's no problem with those people who want to do that sort of thing, getting together and mm-hmm. having.
Well, I mean, ASSO is not a official mm-hmm. portion of
society, they used to have competition for woodshedding. They used to have woodshedding competitions, I think, at Midwinters.
Did they really?
They did.
Someone email us. Let us know.
How does that look for the society? Because I think the society, the men's society, has had a hard time shaking the four guys sitting around a lamppost
with dog
fights. Wait. So I think the men's society's done a nice job at trying to shake the image of four guys around a lamppost drunk singing "Sweet Adeline," you know.
That image is still there, though.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think things?
Yeah, when you say barbershop to someone that's unfamiliar with it, the first thing they're going to think about.
Yep. And is it because the men have more exposure to the four guys drinking around a lamppost? Or?
I think that's an image that's left over from long ago, and once you've turned off to it many years ago, when that probably could have applied to both organizations, women and men, mm-hmm. we didn't have the same quality of music, so people were not as interested in it. But those who have been exposed more recently understand that we're teaching vocal production skills, mm-hmm. we're teaching good singing quality in both organizations, I think. And so barbershop has become...
You okay?
Yeah, that's another squeaky bench. Barbershop has taken a new name for itself for those people who have heard the new sounds. Not that everybody in either organization sings with the quality that we're teaching, but they're getting so much better.
Well, and I don't mean to go totally sideways here, but, you know, get used to it because I do that. When you go to a region competition, and let's talk about competition real briefly. Now, men's have division. They have districts. And for the choruses, those who win their district to represent their district at international. And quartets have a third competition called International Preliminaries. Tell us, what happens with a women's chorus or quartet?
Well, we have regional competitions for both choruses and quartets. Those are in the spring. And then the winners of those get to go to our international a year and a half later. We also have contests at the same time, concurrently, for the mid-size and small choruses. But we can't support as many as the men are doing.
Why?
Our calendars don't support that. the judging supply. We don't have that many trained judges, and we do extensive training for judges. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough judges to cover that. Women have a harder time getting, well, I don't know whether it's harder, but they can't get away as well, they say, to do that many contests.
How many regions do you have?
About 30.
Okay, so there's a difference right there. 35. The men don't have as many districts as you have regions,
right.
Also.
Well, we're worldwide, which differs from the men. Our regions overseas are real regions within the organization, and I think in the men's organization they're separate entities to an extent, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, I understand about the worldwide, because I know you were recently in England and in Australia doing judging or coaching or something
both.
Like
uh-huh.
that. And
so, it's Alan. It's great for you to talk into the microphone.
I'm sorry.
Is that better?
A little much, but okay.
Sorry about that. Well, you've got a volume control there. You can adjust it later. Oh, so, you know. When you head over to England or to Australia, you're still representing Sweet Adelines, as are the people there. So they should follow the same rules and everything else.
They do. And so they also are qualified to come compete as equals in our international contest. And some of our overseas and international people are among our top winners. So.
Yeah, obviously there's a couple of quartets I can name from overseas that
our Swedish
have won.
Quartets mm-hmm. and choruses mm-hmm. tend to do a fabulous job in particular, but the others are also
I think Growing Girls was the first quartet for me that really did great things for Sweet Adelines.
Exactly, from Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Yep, wonderful group, love them. But you know, the conventions or the contests themselves, here's where I was going sideways before. What's the deal? We're talking about four guys in a lamppost singing loud, singing tags, and we go to a men's competition, and we routinely have security kick us out of places for singing too loud. But you go to a Sweet Adeline competition, and there's hardly any tag singing. What say you, Miss Avery?
Well, there is, and we do get routinely kicked out of hotel rooms, or the security does come every contest, and we're moving around, but not so much in the hallway. You're right, at the men's competitions, you pretty much can't talk, because there's somebody posting a tag over your shoulder wherever,
We're a little more picky about what the public hears.
It's very important, yeah, that's very important. Woodshedding in public is not really so acceptable on the women's side.
So, if you're in a hotel with nothing but Sweet Adelines, it's not the public then, is it?
I've never been in a hotel with nothing but the Sweet Adelines.
I see.
If we think we're the only ones there, all you have to do is have a call from the airline pilot sleeping next door. Who's we have to get up and fly in the morning. Would you turn it off?
They put on an autopilot anyway. Back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. In any case.
Bygones.
Bygones. So you guys do tag singing and stuff like that.
Sure.
We love singing in special places. We don't probably know quite as many common songs as you do, probably because people haven't had time to learn them, because mm-hmm. we do have some that we've specified that should be common songs, but many people don't know them.
There's usually there's a set of international songs that, you know, anyone can get a tape and a set of sheet music and learn those. And then usually the regions have their own sets of songs, too.
See, and I think that would probably save us at international when we're like, do you know the Shut of Your Smile? Sure, what version? You know, what tag do you want to sing?
Here's the next religious question that we need to ask.
Huge.
Every single time.
We don't need to be so controversial.
Well, I know, no controversy, but this is a big one for those people who are listening to this. Because podcasts are computer related, so here's the question: Mac or PC?
Pat?
Well, I use a PC, but I use a PC only because I can get all the good software, and I finally learned to use it better than a Mac that I used to use. My husband uses a Mac. At headquarters, we have Macs and PCs. Mm-hmm. We use both.
See, that's an important question for all us computer geeks out here.
Avery?
So I do have, sorry, Mac or PC,
no.
Avery?
Mac.
Yeah. Alan?
I got both.
I
got five computers normally running downstairs. And one Mac and another Mac upstairs and three IBM. So.
And I would have to say, if you have a Mac, what do you need the other ones for?
You know, that
there you go.
Is way too long of a discussion. So the other question then I have for Mom.
Chair.
Yeah, I got to watch out for those chairs. Eric, you can't move. That's all there is to it. The other question I have for that I've heard a lot about. And this is strictly related to Sweet Adelines, and specifically international board meetings, is what's this about paper airplanes?
That was an international board meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chorus.
Okay. That's chorus board meetings.
Chorus team meetings. Yeah, Kathy Hebert and I tend to have a great time and get bored in that kind of business meeting. So we used to send notes across by paper airplanes. And that we get a hard time about too. It, but they laugh. And I no longer have to be on the chorus management team, so they don't have any more paper airplanes there.
So you're not going to introduce this into international board meetings or anything?
Unfortunately, they're just... But we aren't always dignified. I have pictures of the whole board blowing bubbles.
And you're going to share those with us, aren't you?
Well, I just might.
Okay. Board members, you're warned.
I also have a picture of the most recent board at their installation all wearing fish hats of some kind or another.
You know, that may be too much information, though.
It was in the pitch pipe.
Somehow
it's
terribly astray.
Yeah,
I think it's all right. Yeah, it's got regional headgear.
We do have fun, but we also handle our business very nicely and efficiently.
You have to have fun. I mean, that's why I brought the question up.
And that's, you know, Sweet Adeline's Barbershop Harmony Society, how they handle their business. I mean, I don't know where I heard this, but I heard someone describe dealing with the men's organization on cross-communication, I think it was a conversation, something like dealing with a black hole of communication or something like that. And
That would be mom about me, you mean.
Actually.
But I agree.
You got to qualify that because recently you've been getting a lot of communication with various people.
We're
starting this off and people are interested.
Hey.
I think quality is a big issue. Yeah, and
what Sweet Adeline's, I think, in my perspective, my humble perspective, is that Sweet Adeline's in general are more willing to push the envelope as to music selections, arrangement selections. I think the Barbershop Harmony Society is getting a little... They're allowing a whole bunch these days when you hear Hit That Jive Jack.
You know, I think there's different things. I would agree that the Sweet Adeline's organization seems to push the envelope in performance, but I would not necessarily agree in a competition standpoint. What do you think about that?
I agree with you totally, because I think some of the songs that the men sing in contest would not be wonderful contest songs for us. I'm a sound judge, and some of those things with the secondary chords and modern chords don't ring. And ringing chords is a characteristic of barbershop harmony. So,
keep it barbershop.
If you think of the contests that we have at International as, like in skating, the compulsories and the freestyle, our compulsories are the beginning, you sing straight barbershop and show that you can do that. Freestyle is when you get to show off all the choreography and all the modern stuff and all the fun things that you want to do along with emceeing, and let everybody see what a real performance entertainment package can be.
So you're talking the performance package, which the men don't have either.
We're now calling it an entertainment package.
I see. I didn't
record.
Know how they
mm-hmm.
called
well,
it.
Well, we just changed it.
Get that straight.
Well, she said they just changed it. So,
it. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what happened, you know, a couple days ago, well, or months, or whatever it might be.
No, at our international board meeting in Hawaii for us.
Oh, see now, we don't have board meetings like in Hawaii. You know, we're talking about moving our headquarters somewhere, and I don't know where, but I'll bet you it's not Hawaii.
Let's go to Kenosha and check out headquarters. Hey, jeepers, bring your parka, okay?
Well, our Hawaii was only because we're going to have some conventions there, and their convention bureau supported us by way of airfare and hotels. So we saved money by going to Hawaii.
So being on the international board gets a free trip to Hawaii. That's
about
recommendation for that.
I don't think she's saying
quite I didn't think that's what she said either, but you know, I like to interpret things different ways. So
truly, no doubt.
Is your computer okay there, Eric?
It's fine.
He's checking
I'm
stuff
in the daylight, and I can't see my monitor.
You're now getting warm, and the rest of us are nice and cool in the shade
again,
here. So
sweating. I don't remember where I was.
You chose that seat.
Yeah, you said mom's going to sit there. Oh, by the way, for those of you who don't know, although I call mom, Eric does too.
Mom.
There was a region convention when my quartet helped with the transportation of the judges. And so I got a name badge that said Alan LeVigeau, and I made one up for Eric that said Eric LeVigeau, and the other two guys in the quartet was Tim LeVigeau. And so we were all sons
of
Pat LeVigeau.
You're known as Pat LeVigeau's son.
Yes, that's true.
In Sweet Adeline's.
Probably. Well, or Pat Levesque's husband on the internet.
Well, on the internet, yeah. And see, usually I'm, oh, you're Avery's husband.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You get that. But now you can also be...
I didn't... Now, so is Pat your mother-in-law? Do you ever get that? I've never gotten that. Has anyone ever asked if Pat's your mother-in-law?
No.
What?
No, that I haven't...
Because Eric,
some people honestly think I'm your son.
Yeah, well, we've introduced you as my favorite son many times.
Yeah. I just think it's kind of, I don't know.
So this is one of those nepotism things here where we're, you know.
It's family day on forecast.
That's what we said, yes. This is family day on forecast.
You know, and in the peanut gallery, we have Alan's father and Alan's daughter and Alan's wife. And Alan's wife, who's an educator, talked about the lack of music in our schools.
That's true.
And how is that going to play out in 20 years, 15 years, when we're going for those 35, that demo of 35 and up, when they have time and energy and money, resources to do these things? What happens when we don't have?
I think the lack of music is an even bigger problem, not necessarily because of the future of our organizations, but because the music plays such an important part in the kids' lives, and it's been demonstrated they do better in their schoolwork. Mathematics and everything, if they've got music involved into the whole thing, it helps to round you out. You can't just get by without any of the arts or any of the extracurricular kind of things that are so important to the kids in growing up.
In
I think
simple
the music
terms.
Has gone down the hill in so many areas in this whole country, whereas you go to some of the foreign countries and music is a big part of the education. New Zealand, I think when we found there, they have major music programs and get grants from their government for their music programs. The same thing I know is true to some extent, at least in Australia. I've gone over there to coach and I've had people write grants to pay for my coaching to come over there, and they come from their government. So there's a little bit of a difference in the way those things are looked at in many places.
But here we go again with the education piece. You know, we're sinking a lot of resource into men's society, sticking a lot of resource into young men in harmony.
We're also putting, based on stuff I've been seeing recently, we're starting to focus a lot of our educational resources on making sure our directors are educated.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that.
Well, we are too.
And what do you feel about the directors? As
See, I think Sweet Adeline's are way ahead of the game.
Well, that's I really my do. Question on that. What do you think is? I think the men have kind of figured out that if you're going to have good organization and people staying in the course, you got to have good directors. I'm assuming the women figured that one out too.
We did figure that out a few years ago when we did some surveys and found out that one of the reasons that people left the chorus was director problems. When we, you know, exit polls and stuff. But we started education for the directors with a director education committee a while back. We now focus a lot of attention there, thinking that that's where our membership will build, and you've got to have good directors or you're not getting anywhere. Nobody wants to go sing for somebody that didn't know how to direct or, and I'm not talking about hand waving, I'm talking about all the people skills and everything that go with it.
People skills.
Yeah.
I don't have any, so I'd be a lousy director.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Wow.
Well done. Talk
if there was a bus in the neighborhood, Alan just got thrown in there. Nice.
Oh, I'm laughing too.
Yeah. The men's group has really CDWI, Course Director Workshop Intensives. They have a.
You can go ahead.
It's water. Actually water.
If you're hearing ice cubes.
Oh, it's really loud. Yeah. That's
that would be water. So,
but I just think, again, in my humble opinion, the men's groups are doing a lot more now.
Good.
But, you know, Avery was in director certification program back in...
96.
And I know that there was a program in the men's society, but I don't think it was really all that...
The men's... We have a certification program.
Yes, but not as well promoted, maybe.
I think you started it after we did, though.
We do have a certification program, and I think our certification program is actually more straightforward. You have to, like, compete on a contest stage, and you have to be a frontline director. Is that right? I'm doing this from memory.
No, you can become certified by merely taking the classes, taking the tests, and doing various things. You cannot become a master director.
Ah, that's what it is. Okay.
So the master directors do have to be frontline, and they have to sing and get a certain scoring level. But we have many certified directors who never were frontline directors, so they can get the education, they can do all that. I was at your director's college many years ago because I was going to be a chairman of our International Education Symposium, and so they sent me to your director's college when it was in, Missouri?
No, that's where it always has been, except for this
Jim,
year.
Jim Massey was there, and I know he was promoting it because he's in our organization is, I think, a master director. So he was working on a similar program and with the men at that point. That's well, about 1997 or 8.
Yeah, I've got a...
And Director's College has been there.
Oh, yeah.
Since
it's more the certification thing that I was thinking about.
Yeah, and I agree. Before people get freaky with the email, you know, we've both been to Director's College. We both started the director certification thing,
right.
I think.
Yep, I have. I don't know if Eric has.
I don't know. Just for the record, though, you may have beat us on that, but we had straw hats first.
We don't have straw hats, and we don't make people wear those stupid beanies.
I'm sorry. I saw. I was just at a Sweet Adeline's home that last night, and she's been since '83 involved in management committees, and they had straw hats in pictures.
Well, that doesn't
straw hats.
Now wait a minute. Was that
management team straw hat?
Oh, well, okay. Okay, then
know
who knows what somebody's doing that way, but it's not part of our official attire, certainly.
Okay. You don't need voter jackets, a little red and white striped.
We don't have to do any of that.
But what's with the sequins?
I don't know.
I mean, my God, my first region contest.
It's fading away now, actually.
Well, my first one took me months to recover. I mean, I had scarred retinas from that.
I bet you did. I bet you did. And when I first joined Sweet Adeline's, I too laughed right along with a whole bit. And I still don't see that. In fact, my friend and I who joined would go in the store and see these gaudy fabrics. It looks like Sweet Adeline's. But on the other hand, it's not a necessary thing anymore. We are some of our international champions have won with not a sequin on their bodies. So
there you go.
They're not necessary.
Well, and, you know, I kid. Avery had a costume. What quartet? Cat's pajamas. And they, very tasteful black thing with little sparkly, hand-sewn little... What were the diamonds?
Vicky affectionately called it Star Spit.
Star Spit. Wow. And you know, Vicky might actually pick up this podcast. She's in
Australia. She directs
Dwyer.
The Circular Keys Chorus.
Circular Keys.
Second place Region 34 Chorus this year.
Sweet. Well, let's see. We've talked about membership. We've talked about contest. You know, we have not talked a lot about the different judging. Judging now, men's have three core groups. We used to have seven before that. There were
23.
Insane.
I don't know. We're down
that's
to
insane.
Three.
We used to get plus two. And God love them. I mean, I was competing back then, but they had, you know, you could get plus two was a great arrangement score. 2 points, plus two.
Mm-hmm.
Zero was good. You sang well. But God forbid, if you got a minus two, the world would end because you picked such a horrible arrangement. And now
obviously,
we're down,
I think the men's categories have and at least, you know, I got to say, there's other people who don't obviously agree, but my opinion, they've definitely improved to the point that you can look at the three categories and understand what the purpose of all of them is, and that's a good thing.
Singing, music, presentation,
yeah.
And what does Sweet Adeline's have now?
We have sound, music, expression, and showmanship.
Okay, so
and we've reviewed ours and feel that they work well for us and. Mm-hmm. Recently, at the request of some of our members, we did review them all, it works, and so we've decided to maintain that. It has to be that way. We can't afford double panels like the men have because...
Or triple,
except at International, when we do have that. But
you have double, right?
We have doubles,
Now, you're automated, though, now, correct? They're in computers.
The judges are not using computers. The panel secretaries do.
Okay.
The equivalent of the men's CAs. Yeah, yes. That's nothing different
contest
there.
Contest administrator.
Yeah, for those of you on the other side who don't know what CA is, contest administrator. Now, the other side of that is that we don't, well, that would be the case. We, in the men's group, do A&Rs, and the women...
It's not A&R anymore.
Oh, whatever they call it now.
Get out of the
80s, bro. Well, they changed A&R to mean different things.
Aggravation, recrimination.
Yeah, something like that. It's now...
It's evaluations.
Evaluations or complaint session, whatever you want to call it. No, that wasn't the word I was going to use. But,
wow.
So you use written comments and
we do, and they work well for us because contestant can take them home with them and listen to their tape and listen to the comments. If they have a question for the judge, they can contact the judges afterwards by email, by phone, or whatever, and get their answers But
so the judges don't turn all the copies of the papers in.
We make three copies. We keep one. We turn one to the contestant, and one goes to international because the judges are evaluated by the specialists on every score sheet they write.
The reason I make it sound funny, but I asked that question because I've seen that question on the Harmonet.
Alan, we all know you're not funny.
Well, yeah, that would be the case, too. But I've seen that particular question on the Harmonet about the fact that the men say, "Oh, how can you find out later if you have a question?" Mm-hmm. Obviously, if they keep all the papers.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where is Sweet Adeline's going? Anywhere that you want to talk about in the future? Going to keep on doing
no
the
more
same
to
thing?
Hawaii trips right away.
Well, that's New Orleans, though, in
yeah,
the fall,
yeah, we're going
right?
to New Orleans. Our whole goal is to continue with the education. Our mission statement, I just looked up for you. We're the worldwide organization of women singers committed to advancing the musical art form of barbershop harmony through education and performance. Everything we work toward should be improving our education and our performance in
cool.
barbershop. And as long as we're doing that, we should keep building.
That sounds good.
Well, one last question. When did Wiglets go out?
Wiglets.
Yeah, do you remember those?
Yes, I do.
Everyone.
Oh, yes, I do. The high hair.
Oh, yeah.
Big hair.
Big hair, yeah. Big hair is...
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I was there then. We need a more modern look. I go along with that. Wiglets used to be, you know, in the 60s, people wore their high hair, and they did all the back combing, and that was stylish.
Back
combing? It's not anymore. Well, back combing, you know, it made your hair stand up whether it was there or not. And if you'd like yours back combed, I'll work on it for you.
Okay.
It's
So you feel that the new image is you want to all be divas. Is that it?
We want to look a little bit more youthful than what that would have been. Divas Wanted is the name of our campaign. It's a little bit more trendy than that old Sweet Adeline look with the striped vests and the high hair and the blue eyes that we at one time also wore that were pretty gross.
And the earrings.
Well, we still wear earrings.
Still wear earrings.
Yeah.
Well, they all match.
And some people still paint their fingernails, but, you know, it doesn't count much for anything. Some people do it.
But you got to remember, Mom is not a showmanship judge when she said it doesn't count
I
for much.
I am acquainted with quite a few of them.
Well, I know of a quartet on the international stage getting docked in the last 5 years for... Three guys wearing watches and one not.
I understand
that. Ago, but
that
you know what I'm talking
and
about.
And I agree with you that that was an issue that should have been like, who cares?
Exactly.
That's
I agree
the Wiglet
with that
theory.
Too.
Yeah.
In general, it's what you do to relate to the public, how you get your character across, how you entertain that's going to count. Whether or not you're wearing big hair. Well, in fact, I think if you wore big hair these days, it would be distracting and probably would be...
Unless you're the Aquanetas.
I was going to say.
Well, yeah, and that's part of their image.
And if you don't know the Aquanetas people out there, you can look them up
on the web.
Because you've got to know who the Aquanetas are. That's a
pretty
totally
funny.
Worthwhile, funny quartet.
Well, it's been a blast today hanging out in Northern California in the Sierra Foothills with Alan LeVigeau, Pat LeVigeau, Avery Brixen, and myself, Eric Brixen. Eventually you'll listen to more.
Hopefully.
This week we're heading off to the Men's International Contest. So they'll actually hear this after Men's International Contest. But
right, this won't be our first released podcast. We'll do.
Yeah, that's the whole test thing really freaked me out.
Well, it's not a test because it's a real
agreed.
Real conversation, but it's our, you know, first making sure we can all set up the mics the way we want
right.
to and things like that. So
and
from that standpoint, it's a test. And it's a good family day.
It's a good family day. And it's wonderful. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You're listening to the Barbershop Forecast.
Wow, that is record speed.
Yeah, it sure is. We finished that podcast incredibly faster.
Like 35 minutes, man.
35? When did you say you started 10:32, right?
Okay, so it's 10:47 now.
That would be about 15 minutes. So we finished that whole interview in 15 minutes. That's incredible.
Man, that's awesome.
Of course, we haven't listened to it yet, so we really don't even know what we said back then.
It's all live to tape, baby. Live to tape.
There you go.
So I tell you what, that was, as we said before, that was a done podcast before we walked in the house here today. Thank you so much for spending some time with us and listening to us. And a couple closing thoughts for you. If you get a chance, visit the website.
Go to our links page and vote or rate us or anything else on the three sites that are listed there. We'd love to have the publicity, not just for us, but for Barbershop in general.
Visit podcastalley.com.
Podcastpickle.com.
Love the Pickle. Digitalpodcast.com.
Right. Those are the three main ones Fantastic. That are there. There's a bunch of other ones, but those are the ones that we were actually able to put links right to our ratings thing on.
Hey, why don't you guys come in and enjoy and be a part of this? Send us a WAV, an MP3, an AAF, AIF, OrgVorb. What was that one?
OrgVorbis.
OrgVorbis. Send us
a WMV just for you Windows people because we're sitting around with a bunch of Macs here.
Yeah. Send me a Windows media file. That'd be great. You know what, Alan? Send an A-track.
There you go.
I want someone to send me an A-track. Email me. I will give you my address. Send me an A-track with your question for a coach, for an idea for the show, for whatever purpose. Hey, you know what? If you have a forecast theme song that you want to sing,
send it.
Send a micro cassette.
Send anything.
But the long and the short of it is we've had some great response, but we want to hear from more people. So send us an email. Those guys listening to us in Luxembourg, hey, it's World Wide Web. It takes a second.
Yep. We really appreciate getting messages from everyone everywhere.
Take care, and until next time, we hope all of your barbershop sevens are pleasant and in
you
tune.
You don't know where you're going with that one
no,
either, do you?
No, I don't. I don't know. I thought it would be kind of neat to
tie it back into barbershop again. There you
somehow.
Go. Well, again, thank you very much for listening, and we will talk to you later. This is Alan LeBijou.
And Eric Brixen for Forecast, the only podcast dedicated strictly to barbershop harmony.
When you need a four-part blast, listen to the Barbershop Forecast. You'll always know the score and probably beg for more from all the knowledge you've amassed. We know you all will be aghast, 'cause it downloads to your hard drive mighty fast. So strike up the band and give them a hand, the Barbershop Forecast. It's unsurpassed, and here at last, the Barbershop Forecast.